We should mention something about the songs that you're selecting for today's Song of the Soul. You wrote to me that there's a certain song list that maybe you'll play in a bar or the kind of places where a lot of times that you're invited in to play, but that you chose a different subsection for today. Is Songs of Resistance one of the songs that you would play in your usual settings?
We will play it sometimes. We played it last night, actually, at a show. There's a group of folks here that put together a collection of protest music by Wisconsin artists. They did a record in 2012 called The Songs of Resistance in response to some of the Act 10 things and things going on with local government. And then they put out a collection recently called The Songs of Resurgence that has a lot of newer, kind of more updated stuff about political happenings that are more recent. And they picked this song actually as the lead track for that compilation. So we played it last night at a fun release party with a bunch of other bands. But this song is still, you know, it's got a backbeat and stuff that you can play in a bar and people will listen to. You know, a song like Enough For Me or some of the other songs on this list are things that are not the Friday night at the High Noon Saloon kind of vibe.
So of the songs that we've listened to so far, You Are Welcome Here, Keep Me Down, Enough For Me, and Doc Holliday's Last Christmas, which of those would fit in the typical bar or whatever environment?
Definitely Keep Me Down. I mean, that's a rock song. And You Are Welcome Here is an upbeat song, even though the subject matter is heavy. And we have really made an effort to include more of our socially oriented songs in our set list, even when we're playing at
the White House.
that are places that are not like there specifically for people to hear political songs, because it's becoming more of our identity as a band and something we just want to be part of our show.